Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 1-800-636-1067. Earlier in the show, we had Mike Jones, NFL senior writer for The Athletic. You miss it, you can always grab the podcast, listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. Before we get into some other topics here, if you want to chime in on the gossip debate topic that we were getting to or anything else, you call us 800-636-1067. Let's go to Matt in Fairfax. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Jones.
What's up?
I called last week about the Reddit stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties together with gossiping. I mean, that's really all Reddit is, at least yours. People love to gossip. It makes sense that it connects husbands and wives, because me and my wife absolutely love to do it.
Well, hold on. Because, I'm not a big Redditor. I've been on Reddit 10 times or something. But I know Drabby's on Reddit all the time, or it used to be. How is it different than any other sort of message board or any sort of old school? Hell, even Twitter now. People just make fun of you, gossip, attack you. Like, I don't know. How is it different?
I don't know, man. I guess Twitter seems to be so many, like you click on something, it's just a million, like, memes and ads and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Reddit's kind of, it can be all over the place, but, I don't know. I wasn't really big on message boards. This is really the first time I've kind of gone that wormhole.
Okay, so what Reddit threads are you big into? Are there certain ones?
It's kind of crazy that obviously, like, what you guys always talk about, the phone is listening to you.
Of course.
So, you know, it'll, like, just the most random things will pop up, and some of them are, you know, directly, you know, like, I'm in a Nova one that I don't know how it came from. Obviously, maybe it geolocated me, but I'm thinking about moving to Florida, and next thing I know, you know, there's, hey, top 10 cities to live in Florida,
right.
You know,
immediately.
Stuff like that.
Right. Immediately, yeah. I find it very disconcerting also, but it is what it is. Wait until you find out. Think about this. I told this to CK the other day. There's 100% chance this thing's listening to you make beautiful love to your wife. If your phone's in your bed, I mean, they're hearing everything. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, here's it all.
They hear everything.
I wanted to say, though, it's not all negative on there. I did say last week that, you know, I was going to post something nice about Drab, and I did, and it got a lot of interaction, and there was a lot of positive comments.
What on earth could you come up nice about Drab?
What'd you say about me?
Well, come on, Drab, you saw it.
What? I don't go on the Junkies Reddit. I'm on Reddit all the time, but I'm like on BMW Reddit or hair transplant Reddit. I'm doing my own thing.
Well, I'll be honest, you got adult
porn,
content.
Yeah, and pornography, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm not hanging out in the Junkies Reddit watching people.
I'll be honest with you. Last week, that was the first I'd ever heard. I remember there used to be a site called Fairfax Underground where they would just destroy us.
What do you mean?
Beyond the worst stuff ever written, fake, made up, real, all of it. And it was just like, that was the worst place on earth. And I'd maybe been there two or three times, but people would send me things. Now, I didn't know there was a Junkies Reddit. Had no idea.
We had our own Joan Dome for
personal.
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, can I ask one more question real quick, just to pivot a little bit?
All right.
Yeah, Jason, you know, I kind of got a little zing in on you a couple times there, but hey, man, you seem like you're doing a lot better. You seem more engaged and a little happier. I know you made that bold statement that you never laugh. Right. I've definitely heard you laugh, and you've been pretty funny on the show lately, man. Are you doing better?
That's a very personal question. I think it's fair because you opened up the door. I think that's a fair question, and you do the better help.
I think it depends. I think it depends on the day for me, but. Am I doing better? Yeah, I think I am, because a lot of it has to do with the passing of my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of coming to grips with it more. I don't know if that makes any sense to people.
It's time. No,
of
course.
It does.
I'm never going to be I'll say this. I'm never going to be the same person because of what happened to her. But and then seeing my kids getting older now that both of them are out of college, I've kind of come to grips with that too. Right. That was affecting me.
Right.
So maybe I don't know. I mean, I still don't think I'm overly happy. I'm not an overly happy person. Maybe
You're happier.
Maybe I'm faking it.
No, I think you're happier.
Maybe I'm faking it here, but I don't think I'm much different.
I think he's happier.
Plus, football season's creeping up. He's got all his notebooks. He has two spiral notebooks here to make him happy. Busy.
Yeah, you seemed pretty happy on the show last week. I can't quite figure out what was different last week that made you happy.
Yeah, I think you know.
All right, boys. I love you, man.
Right,
have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Do you know who this Matt dude is? Is he like a notorious, just kills us online?
I have no idea. I mean, he had to remind me that he called last week.
Yeah, right. You had to remind me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Reddit's great. You can just follow things that you're into.
Is it still as popular? Such an old school. It's like, you know, like the Drudge Report, you know, like it, like the basicness of it, like the, you know what I mean? There's nothing pretty about it. It's just a very basic thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just threads and
threads and
trash people or whatever. Is it all just trash people?
No, that's what I don't understand. I mean, any radio show or TV show, something that has like legions of fans,
is going to get
trashed. But there's also, you can just find information. Like I follow Hair Transplant Reddit, and I just watch people post their hair transplants and ask questions about it.
See, I like that, and I do stuff like that, but I would just go to YouTube.
Yeah,
that's my Reddit, I guess.
Yeah. After I saw Weapons, I got down a wormhole because I wanted to see people if someone had the same theories I had.
Mm-hmm. And go to Reddit.
Well, I typed into Google, and then Google put me
on the
Weapons Reddit thread, and I started reading about
I
other
still haven't
theories.
Seen that. I told you I was going to see it. I still haven't seen it. Well, Mike Moore, he came in and said, you know what?
He poo-pooed it.
It's all right.
One guy
he
always
gave it a 4.5.
Well, that's different than how he described it to me then.
No, I mean,
he said he would never go see it in the theater.
He no sold it.
If you gave it a 4.5, you definitely would see it.
He told you not to see it in the theater.
He told me don't see it in the theater.
Would you see it on the cam site?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that
ruins
cam.
The experience.
He told me it was pretty good. That's not a 4.5.
Ruins the experience, the cam site.
In my opinion, it was a fine movie. It was good enough to watch, but I don't know if it's good enough to go out of your way to go to the movie theater and pay the ticket and the popcorn and all
that. Well, you overrated it to Valdez because a 4.5, you're going to see it wherever. That's a pretty high rating.
But it's also tough when you have the websites and stuff and you can just watch it at the leisure of your, you know, your time in your own house and stuff.
I want to see it. I'm just not as eager.
By the way, my son is butt intrigued if we have any more. He would maybe purchase if we want to get us into contact with that guy. Just so he's...
Any more what?
I don't know. Valdez knows what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about. He can't believe we get all the pay-per-views. He can't believe that. Although now, with like UFC and stuff, is there going to be less pay-per-views? Is that the whole deal?
You never know. I mean, initially, that's how they're spinning it.
Right. All right, let's go.
But that was supposed to be the case with ESPN, too. Like, when they moved to ESPN, and then you'd have to get the ESPN subscription and then get the pay-per-views once a month.
Right. Let's go to Evan in Richmond. Evan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys? Got a couple things. I just wanted to chime in on the John Feinstein conversation from yesterday a little bit, and then I'll get to the Reddit thing.
Sure.
I just appreciated you guys, or UEB, kind of giving him some love. I know you guys had kind of a complicated relationship. But I just kind of wanted to echo
him.
What you said. From a listener perspective, it definitely gives me a creeper every 8 a.m. And I was thinking about it a little bit last night, and I think that Billy Joel has kind of had like a complicated life, kind of like John, and he just put so much emotion into his songs. So when those songs come on, it just is kind of a different just feeling, just because, you know, those Billy Joel piano riffs or whatever, they just, you know, kind of put you into a different headspace. And makes me think about John, and for someone that I never met, he did have an impact on me, kind of.
Like, he had an impact on a lot of people, man. He was a very influential dude, and when he, you know, shockingly passed, I mean, you saw what a heavyweight he was by the way the media picked up on it, like every major media outlet out there. And you know what is interesting? I thought about it as I was watching the Billy Joel doc, that, and guys that know John better than us would say, and John would talk about it, but he wouldn't even think twice about it. Like, John would just pick up the phone and call, what's the name? It was the guy that coaches the Warriors. What's his name?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. He would just call Steve Kerr. Or he'd call, like, you think the biggest names in
like
any industry.
Like, he'd just call Izzo, and Izzo would pick up immediately.
Yeah, he'd call Mike Krzyzewski. Like, he knew the most powerful people, and he didn't care. I'm sure.
And they respected him.
Yeah, and they respected him, and they answered his call, right?
Yeah.
But I think, didn't he say, because we asked him, did he say he never met Billy Joel? Did he
Don't
say
remember.
That of all the superstars and all the people that this guy, you know, was around?
That was the one he wanted to meet.
I'm not sure he ever met Billy Joel.
I think that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, but I just wanted to also chime in on Reddit. Sorry, Drabby, I didn't mention the Feinstein stuff on the phone. But I think Reddit is so popular and is so different than other social medias because of the anonymity. I mean, your username is like Ding Dong 424, and no one knows who you are. So,
right.
I mean, you can do stuff to dox yourself, but I think people just feel comfortable being themselves.
But isn't that the way with Twitter, too? It could be that way with Twitter and other social media.
Yeah, but it's a little less showboaty than Twitter, and, I mean, more so than Instagram, where you're posting pictures of yourself and kind of bragging on your life, and people are trying to, like, get clout from it. I mean, the Reddit clout is like, oh, you got a lot of karma, which does nothing. Like, you get,
what does that mean? You got a lot of Reddit karma. What does that mean?
A lot of likes on your post. So, but I mean, you can't do anything with the karma. So it's all just like invisible internet points that mean nothing. So,
right.
I feel like people are a little bit more open to being themselves. And like what Drabby was saying, there's just the most random crap on there. And you can find some interesting stuff. It's really informative. I don't know. For me, it's the best social media out there now. But
wow.
Love the show as always, guys. Have a good one.
All right, maybe thank it's you. Like, appreciate it, buddy.
I think he used to do 2+2 forums, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the appeal is...
Yeah, I think it's very similar to that. I feel like nobody's doing that anymore.
You can find a lot of discussion and information on stuff that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
At least that's from what I've gathered when I've been...
But don't you feel like maybe not discussion. Maybe it's just different. But like, if you need to fix something or you want to find out more about something, you can go to YouTube and they have videos about it. They do reviews.
Yeah, or if you say like, hey, I got this growth on my foot.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's a lot of people who have the same thing and they tell you about this doctor said this doctor suggested that.
Right.
Now you can use ChatGPT.
Yeah. And ChatGPT and all that stuff is good. But again, there is something called hallucinations, and I think they have it listed technically as 1%. So 1% of the time, it's just, you know, it's not perfect. It gives out misinformation that can really send you down the wrong road. And I'm not saying they do it on purpose. I don't think it does. It's just not a perfect aggregator or whatever, any of these.
Nothing's perfect. My kid tried to use ChatGPT when I couldn't figure out how to switch German to English on the navigation, and it wasn't work. ChatGPT said, find Strusen or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to find Strusen.
Right.
Punching everything, couldn't find.
Yeah, but you got to know
probably
that, like,
botching the German
it might
word.
Even be given something as simple as like U.S. presidents. It could get them out of order. It could give them the wrong years. You know what I mean? So it's not perfect.
By the way, getting back to that, when that happened with you, I'm surprised when you picked up the car from whatever rental agency, they didn't say, all right, or fix it so it wasn't English. But maybe they just didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, most rental places, the cars are, they just handed me the keys.
They said, all right, see you later.
And I don't even think they said it in English.
Right, right.
Nobody, like in Switzerland, very few people that I came across spoke English.
Why was it so hard to figure that out? Couldn't you just like Google that? It was impossible.
My kid did ChatGPT. Just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, but what about like look at the manual?
I kept hitting menu and I just kept going in kind of the same
But like the manual online, I'm sure they have the manual online for the car, how to change. Like I actually think I could solve that in 3 minutes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't for a good 10.
He couldn't, right?
Let's go to Alex.
Dropping F-bombs in the car.
Alex, called from Myrtle
Not
Beach.
Really.
What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's up?
Good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to go back real quick on the jerseys. I think when we wear the black jerseys, I think we need to roll into Dallas every year with those jerseys, because I think when we go in there, we mean business. So I don't know what y'all think about that.
I think
they're wearing the old school one at least one time against
Dallas.
The Cowboys.
They are on Christmas. Yeah.
They're wearing on Christmas.
But they're only wearing the blacks once, and that's against the Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's this season? We're only wearing them one time against the Bears?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to be quick because I'm at work, but I want to give a birthday shout-out to my sister, Erica Mosley. Okay. Her father-in-law is the great Redskin Mark Mosley. So, very cool. I just wanted to give a birthday shout-out to her. She's a big listener. I'm a big listener. And this is my first time calling in, so I appreciate you guys taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Happy birthday to – I can't even follow. It's a Mosley – person?
Mark Mosley's daughter-in-law.
Mark Mosley's daughter-in-law.
His son tweets us.
Yeah. Erica Mosley. Yeah.
Erica Mosley. Yeah. Happy birthday.
I was talking to
I wonder
Mark.
If she's a toe boner too.
I was talking
toe boning.
Yeah, probably. I was talking to Mark Mosley at a party early July.
I know you told the story.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, we did the recycling games with him.
That's right.
Loved recycling.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
The recycling games was because it was beyond absurd.
Yeah.
You did like Olympic events, like their version, right? Like dumbed down, scaled down version with recycled bottles.
Yes.
And literally, Mike Mosley, is he in the Hall of Fame?
He took it seriously.
He had a Hall of Famer, and he literally was practicing kicking empty water bottles because he had to kick field goals, and he was over off to the side practicing because he didn't want to embarrass himself. He wanted to, we're kicking empty water bottles. It was so dumb.
Uh-huh.
But he took it seriously.
Well, we got paid. That's the only reason we were there.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
All right, it is Open Live Thursday. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.